Bedtime Bites presents The Gentle Wind and the Sleeping Trees. In a cozy little town nestled between rolling hills and whispering meadows lived a curious young boy named Dash. Dash had wild, curly hair that bounced when he ran and eyes that sparkled with wonder at the world around him. Every night, as the sun dipped below the horizon and painted the sky in soft pinks and purples, Dash would sit by his bedroom window and watch the trees in his backyard. He always wondered why they stood so still and quiet when darkness fell. One particularly starry evening, as Dash was about to close his curtains and snuggle into bed, he noticed something peculiar. A gentle breeze, softer than a butterfly's wing, was dancing through the leaves of the old oak tree outside his window. "Hello there, little one," whispered the breeze, its voice as light as a feather. Dash's eyes widened with surprise. "You can talk?" he asked, his voice barely above a whisper. The breeze chuckled softly. "Of course I can. I'm the gentle wind, and I have a very important job to do." Intrigued, Dash leaned closer to the window. "What kind of job?" "Well," said the gentle wind, "every night I help put the trees to sleep." Dash's mouth formed a perfect O of astonishment. "Trees sleep?" he asked. "Oh yes," the gentle wind replied. "Just like you, they need their rest to grow big and strong. Would you like to see how it's done?" Dash nodded eagerly, and with a swoosh and a swirl, the gentle wind lifted him up and carried him out the window. They floated gently down to the backyard, where the trees stood tall and proud in the moonlight. The gentle wind began to hum a soft, soothing melody. As it did, Dash noticed the leaves of the trees starting to droop ever so slightly, like heavy eyelids fighting sleep. "You see," the gentle wind explained, "I sing them a lullaby every night. It helps them relax after a long day of reaching for the sun and dancing in the stronger daytime breezes." Dash watched in wonder as the gentle wind moved from tree to tree, its song growing softer and sweeter. The mighty oak's branches lowered, the willowy birch swayed gently, and the sturdy maple's leaves fluttered peacefully. "But why do they need to sleep?" Dash asked, his voice hushed with awe. "During the day, trees work very hard," the gentle wind replied. "They make oxygen for us to breathe, provide homes for animals, and grow fruit and nuts for everyone to enjoy. At night, they need to rest and heal, just like you do." As they moved through the neighborhood, Dash saw how each tree responded differently to the gentle wind's lullaby. Some trees took longer to settle, while others dozed off almost immediately. "Some trees are light sleepers, and some are heavy sleepers," the gentle wind explained with a chuckle. "Just like people." Finally, they returned to Dash's backyard. The trees were all peacefully asleep now, their branches hanging low and their leaves barely rustling. "It's time for you to get some rest too, Dash," the gentle wind said softly. "Remember, sleep is important for everyone. Even the tallest, strongest trees need it to grow and thrive." With a gentle whoosh, the gentle wind carried Dash back to his bedroom window. As Dash climbed into bed, he looked out at the sleeping trees with new understanding and appreciation. "Good night, gentle wind," he whispered. "Thank you for showing me the magic of the sleeping trees." "Good night, Dash," the gentle wind whispered back. "Sweet dreams." As Dash drifted off to sleep, he could hear the faint, soothing melody of the gentle wind's lullaby, and he smiled, knowing that he and the trees were all resting together under the same starry sky. From that night on, whenever Dash looked out his window at bedtime, he would wave goodnight to the trees and whisper, "Sleep well, my tall friends."